I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world, including America, and how China is influenced by the world. In this edition, U.S. entertainment company Netflix suspends its efforts to distribute content in China, a market with more than 1 billion potential customers. China has been the biggest missing piece in Netflix's quest to reach consumers in all of the world's countries, a quest that even has its own hashtag, hashtag Netflix Everywhere. Last year, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said he wanted to see Netflix in every Asian country in 2016, China among them. But this past week, he sent a letter to shareholders saying this: "The regulatory environment for foreign digital content services in China has become challenging. We now plan to license content to existing online service providers in China, rather than operate our own service in China in the near term." What challenging regulations is Netflix referring to? The company hasn't elaborated, but it could be making a reference to two developments earlier this year. In March, the Chinese government began enforcing new regulations that appear to make it tougher for foreign media companies such as Netflix to share digital content within China. The new rules said foreign media firms can only share content through partnerships with Chinese companies on a project-by-project basis, subject to Beijing's approval. In April, the following month, U.S. media companies Walt Disney and Apple had their digital entertainment services for China suspended by Chinese regulators. Is that what Netflix meant by saying China's regulatory environment has become challenging?
I think the misstatement there is has become challenging. It's always been challenging. I think the change is that they have become aware of how challenging it is.
That's Jeremy Goldcorn, co-host of SubChina.com's Seneca podcast and a Chinese media industry analyst. When I spoke to Goldcorn on the phone last week, I asked him why Netflix would say Chinese regulations have become challenging when they have been that way for a while.
Well, I think they don't want to appear foolish for having made a fuss about, plans to enter China, which were clearly very badly researched. On any given month or year, you could say, oh, look, there's some new regulations, or there has been greater scrutiny or censorship, in the last few months, or there have been problems for media operators, particularly, foreign-owned media operators or anything to do with, content that is produced outside of China. It's even more sensitive. Since the day I moved to China in January 1995, pretty much every month you could say that, there's something that would convince you not to do media business in China. There's really nothing new.
For years, foreign media companies have seen the Chinese government censor their content for being too politically sensitive, or in the case of U.S. TV fantasy drama Game of Thrones, for having too much violence and nudity.
They're up against, the problem of censorship, that a lot of the stuff that's more interesting will be censored, so that it's either censored to the point where, it's not usable, or it's censored to the point that it doesn't stand out anyway from, everything else that's already available on the market.
Netflix doesn't just have a disadvantage in terms of gaining Chinese viewership for its own content. The company also distributes content through internet streaming. U.S. journalist Therese Paletti has written about Netflix for Dow Jones Market Watch. She tells me Netflix would face competitive pressures in the Chinese streaming market, too.
Consumers are also doing tons of their own live streaming, which is also another big sector that's growing really rapidly. But yeah, there's a huge competitive market going on in China itself, so it's not even clear how well they would do.
So perhaps it's not surprising that Netflix would set itself a more modest goal of licensing content to Chinese online service providers, the kind of cooperation permitted by China's newest regulations. It's a strategy that investors appear to be rewarding, sending Netflix shares to a 10-month high last week on better-than-expected quarterly earnings.
they didn't really think that they were going to be entering the market soon because it's a very difficult market with censorship. And it's really kind of showing that in order to be in China, you have to work with Chinese companies that are already there so that you can gauge your content for, you know, what is permissible given the censorship laws.
If Netflix finds success with domestic partners in China, Poletti says that could help the company achieve what it now calls its long-term goal to serve the Chinese people directly.
I think investors are probably going to eventually be banking on that in the future because Netflix is going to hit, you know, a wall of growth, you know, as all these companies eventually do. And so when their growth starts to slow again, investors will be pressuring them for new growth. So Netflix will probably be, you know, working on gradually getting into that market. I think it's probably going to take them some time. And the way that they probably hope to get into the market is with some, you know, really hot original show. That's how they've been doing well vis-a-vis the competition here in the U.S. is by coming up with their own great shows that are really popular. So I think that's probably the tack that they will take there as well, is if they develop something that's seen as super popular that, you know, has to be seen in China as well. And that passes their censors, what, you know, they're allowing people to see there.
Chinese media researcher Goldkorn takes a more pessimistic view of Netflix's hope of being allowed to launch streaming services in China eventually.
In the short to medium term, there's absolutely no chance that Chinese regulators will liberalize or ease up in any way. In fact, if the trend lines over the last few years or any guide, things are actually going to get stricter and tougher. I mean, what they said is what everybody says. I mean, that's what Facebook has been saying for a while about, you know, trying to operate in China. So there's not really much hope, I would say.
What do Chinese social media users think about the prospects of seeing Netflix services in their country? VOA intern Mingmen Xuan found one user of microblogging site Weibo who is optimistic. User SQ563 wrote last week, "I still hope Netflix can make it into the Chinese market one day. I've already saved up membership fees for it." But many other Weibo users are skeptical. One said, "We have access to shows anyway, so it doesn't matter to us whether Netflix enters China." And this comment from another user, "Netflix has to have absolutely little common sense about China to dream about being here." Well, what do you think about the challenges faced by foreign media companies like Netflix, Apple, and Walt Disney in China? And how do you think they should respond to those challenges? You can share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my new Facebook page, Michael Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOA China 360. That's it for me for this week. Bye for now.